2019 session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Hardesty?
Here.
Wheeler?
Also here. And colleagues, this is a very important day for the Portland City Council and the city at large. Anytime a commissioner is elected and sits at the dais for the first time, it's a really important moment because a commissioner over the course of her or his career have the opportunity to shape the community for the better. It's also an historic moment because this, as you just noted, is the first time in the history of the city where there have been a majority of women in the city council, on the council. This is also the first time that a woman of color has been elected to the Portland City Council. And I've had the pleasure of knowing Joanne for many years now, and I know her to be a tireless leader, an effective advocate, somebody who cares deeply about everyone in our community. Commissioner Hardesty, I welcome you to the dais. So with that, we'll turn to legal counsel. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's Office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you're in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
And thank you for that. And a little bit of housekeeping. Actually, today's agenda is exceptionally short. In fact, I think this is probably the shortest agenda since I joined the dais. So we don't actually have public testimony today on either of our agenda items, but we do have communications first. So Carla, could you